BFBS.
Your stories. INEC Station, Cyprus.
A senior aircraftsman based at INEC has just won an award in recognition of his commitment to learning. The RAF Regiment's SAC Jason Langley came first in Cyprus in the Significant Individual Learning Achievement Award category in the annual Royal Air Force Learning Awards. He was officially presented with his prize, a brand new Kindle, at a formal ceremony in INEC Education Centre last Thursday.
The variety of courses he was undertaking, that was the first thing that sprang to mind. Secondly was the operational theatre, as we all know, the current climate, sort of hard terrain and hard work in life. He's managed to achieve a number of courses in hard conditions. And the third and possibly even the biggest thing was an inspiration on others. So a lot of the SAC is seeing what he had done and achieved, were then inspired to go and do courses of the same nature or similar.
That's Corporal Gareth Sutton. He nominated his colleague, SAC Langley, after being impressed with his devotion to his studies. So what specific qualifications has Jason gained in order to deserve this accolade?
I've done Diploma Level 3 in Sports Coaching and Personal Training, Open University courses, done two of those, completed the Diploma in Afghanistan last year, and that's all for now this year.
All this, and Jason also has a young family and shift work to juggle. But it was his commitment to continuing his studies while on operations in Afghanistan that particularly impressed the judges and Jason's CO, Lieutenant Colonel David Worden.
Particularly the fact that he finished his diploma while he was away on operations, which shows the kind of commitment that he was put into it, is absolutely fantastic. So I'm really proud of him. I think he's done a really fantastic job, and to win an award to actually recognise what he's done, I think, is really important.
While in Afghanistan, Jason managed to do most of his required reading out on the ground. Then he'd come back to a dusty vehicle or tent to type up his assignments to submit to his tutors. But somehow he found the motivation to work under these tough conditions.
Just setting myself up in case I wanted to get out of the military, just for the future really.
So what are your future plans now with these qualifications that you've achieved?
No immediate plans for them. I'm just going to carry on doing what I'm doing, hopefully get a degree at the end of it, and then take it from there.
Jason will now go forward as a nominee for the National RAF Learning Awards later on in the year. And while he's modest in his victory, Jason is aware that having these qualifications will stand him in good stead in the future, something Colonel Worden thinks all service personnel should be considering.
I think it's important that whatever we do, we're constantly developing ourselves, constantly looking at what might we be doing next, what if something happens that we've got no control over, be it a redundancy or be it an injury or whatever it might be. That allows us then to have something ready in our back pocket. If you've developed yourself over the years, you will be a better person for it and you will be more employable.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in INEC.
Your stories.
BFBS.